What's up, people? Kingsway, late pot as usual. I think I'm forming a habit that my most potent thoughts and message that I'm trying to give out to the people comes to me at nighttime. I've always been a night owl. I definitely stay up late, grinding and getting my thoughts in proper perspective, and then wake up tired and then have to grind all day. So whatever, I'm doing it both. Any event, I'll be thinking at nighttime, and that's the time you're probably going to catch my pods. So some of you listen to my pods at nighttime, and then you'll catch it early in the morning. Either way, I hope I reach all of you with what I'm trying to say. So I want to talk about when you change your mindset in your mind to live in a different light. So if you're trying to rid yourself of more negativity, if you're really trying to be conscious and not engage in toxicness and not engage in negativity and really be self-conscious and self-aware of negative engagements and being in vibes of negativity or being around negativity, just not participating in stuff that's negative. I mean, as individuals, we already are self-negative enough, right? We're already bashing ourselves and doubting ourselves. We go through that whole trial. So when you grow and you are in a higher level understanding yourself and you're really making a 100% conscious effort every single day in your life to live and think differently. I mean, listen to that. 100% consciousness to live and think differently. And one of the roots of my foundations of living is definitely faith and believing in God. That's me. I'm not pushing my philosophy, my belief onto anybody else. You listen to Kane's Way, you're gonna need to understand that my faith and my strength comes from believing in God. True story. I'm not gonna get into the details and aspects of why I believe in God and at this moment, but my strong point is my faith. And fulfilling a faithful life, you're eliminating the ego, it's psychology, you're just eliminating anger. You're not engaging in anger and negativity. So, the basis of living on those terms better is being more conscious, more aware of your daily interactions, what you're interacting with, and what you're participating in, right? So, to be more godly, to be more kind, to be more humanly, that's the journey. And as I become more conscious in this life and comfortable accepting and letting go of situations where I want to pursue with my personal anger or pursue with my own education without taking any consideration to a higher power, and I think I could do things on my own mindset, I used to be hitting blockades and dead ends all the time. So the new Kaneway, who's been living like this for years and years, and it's a process to get to this level of thinking and really be conscious of just negativity, you will become so aware of the negativity around you that personally, when I just listen to people on all walks of life and different situations in my life, I can just hear the bits and pieces of how negativity is creeping through their system and trying to elude and deviate them off their own personal path, like blaming others or capitalizing on other people's characters or pursuing an angered situation and just not letting it go. So anger and not letting it go, I'm so aware of it. I'm so aware of it. And I'm just like this humbled listening person. And now I want to give like a counter negative advice, right? And sometimes people just don't listen. They don't listen because, they may have understood my path and they may think my words are not credible and think I don't know what I'm talking about or think I'm not in a position to tell them what to do, right? Because this is how it goes every day. People like check your credit worthiness, your moral credit worthiness. Like, who are you to tell me something? So, I just keep my mouth shut because, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. At this stage of the game, man, my awareness is when I focus on people, and if I choose to focus on you, whether it's in a conversation, or honestly, if you're in my vicinity at this day and time, if you're within feet or inches of me, you already have to have something that has drawn me closer to put the energy into. Because if you ain't about a certain kind of life-changing mindset, if you ain't about something that is within my curriculum of my life basket, we not even going to be near each other. We ain't even going to bang and rattle and conversate. So what I'm trying to say is the people that are in my vicinity, whether it's eating somewhere and work related or the store, we're having a conversation, there is something that my life radar my alert system has accepted already to grant you into my circumference, and we're going to conversate, we're going to build. So you automatically got my 100% of my attention. I'm zoomed in. I'm listening to you. I'm wondering where you're at in your life. I'm listening to your tone, your conversation. I'm listening to the language within the particular subject that we're talking about. I'm just listening. I really am. So sometimes I just feel like I'm this person who is like super focused on the person's lives who I'm talking to, and they have no idea how I'm really just sitting there really carefully listening to everything that's going on in their words that they're expressing and in events and situations. And I'm just amazed that people are angry and people hold a lot of things and people justify their current situations with everything outside themselves. And I'm so on point to it now because I have like this full responsibility mindset. Like, well, you are the carrier of your destiny. Your choice and your power and your freedom to make mistakes and your freedom to make greatness is on you. It has nothing to do with anybody else, right? You're not a hostage. You're not a hostage to anybody. So I listen to people with the old mindset that I used to have that will narrow it down to somebody else as being their problem. Oh, because of this. Or just building empires and building chapters and books off of somebody else's attitude or off of somebody else's disgruntlement. It's always somebody else. And I just sit there listening. And I kind of recalculate the conversation back to the individual. Well, why are you acting like that? Why are you thinking like that? Why are you holding on to that? What is that doing for you? So when you pinpoint people down to the base of why they're acting that way or why they feel the need to express that kind of negative emotion and reflection of somebody else that did something to them, what are you getting? Like, I know those moments when we're angry and we're pissed, and in 20 or 30 seconds, it can feel so great to exercise that kind of rage, that kind of anger, or tell somebody, shut your ass up. You know, just tell somebody off, right? You think you feel so good, but if you really, really about this life of change, and you're really trying to become, like, intimate with yourself, right? You're not going to feel good about that shit after. You're going to feel like a weakness. It's just weakness. It's weakness when your name calls. Weakness when you are bitter. It's weakness when you base your life every day to see somebody go down because they thought you weren't going to be great. When you put your mind around somebody else's life out here and are hell bent either on trying to prove them wrong or prove superior to them, man, that's just weakness, man. That, you know what, that's my point of view. That's my philosophy. Like, you know what, I don't need to make anybody feel lesser than something to make me feel good. I don't want to feel good off of the extent of someone else feeling bad. I don't want somebody to hurt on the basis of me. I don't want to see people bleed and be on the knees and a beg help me position or prove them wrong. Or I don't want to play get back. I don't want to be that person saying, I told you, show you should listen to me. Now you're all messed up. Ha ha ha. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to conversate about other people's lives. I don't want to conversate about people who are in bad positions and gloat and say, oh, that's what they get. I don't want to be that person, right? You got to ask yourself, are you that person that entertains those kind of conversations? Are you that person that, you know, an injustice may have been done to you, but how far are you going to carry that injustice in your heart and wish bad for other people? Like, are you that type of person out there? I'm speaking to all y'all. Are you that type of person that feels great off of someone else being in a bad position? They got what they did. You have that. They got what was coming to them. Karma's a bitch. Look at them. That's what they get. You know? Is that right? Like, is it right to feel good? Should we feel good when other people are messed up? Or should we pray for them, feel better for them. You know, they're real ugly right now. Their heart is ugly right now. Their thinking is ugly. Maybe the future of education and maybe their life will change and they'll be better. But why do we got to be on the sideline, on the, like an audience, just waiting and watching for somebody to trip up because you had a vengefulness against this person, or this person did you wrong? You don't like this guy, that girl, something, some high school beef and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, how far do people have to go to think that they feel content in their heart if a particular person is doing bad? how far do they have to go to feel that sitting at your own table talking shit and junk about the next person is changing that person's life? It's not changing that person's life. Why do people talk like that? Why do they feel like that? There's a lot of ugliness out there, man, you know? And this is coming from me, and I have my fair share of mistakes. I did my fair, but you know, the mistakes I did was, I did this shit to myself, man. And I paid for all that consequences. I dealt with that. I done dealt with it in society's a way of punishing, and I've dealt with it in a religious point, you know? And I forgive myself for a lot of stuff. I don't need nobody else's forgiveness. I forgive myself. You know, I forgive myself for my errors. You know what I'm saying? That's what counts. Because to have it out here, people will make you bleed like a dry ass raisin in the desert before they, all right, we're good. Shit. I'm not going to spend my whole life begging anybody to be okay with me. I'm not going to spend my whole life begging for the mercy of kindness from people. You think that's what we're here for? To spend your whole life begging for mercy and kindness from people who have a stuck up, bitter burden, heart and mind for you, for some shit you might have did to them because you're human? But here it is, you might be an individual practicing a righteous way, but they still won't let that go. They just want to see you bleed. They want to see you go down. It's crazy. I don't surround myself with people like that. I don't want to be around people like that. You know, I don't want to be like that. You know, that's in my spirit DNA feeling. Like a lot of messed up stuff happens in this world, and we want justice with the hammer mode in the beginning because it's emotional. It could happen to family, it could happen to anything, and those emotions of get back and retaliation may feel so good instead of taking a moment to be like, why are we acting like this, man? We're no better than the person who might be doing the act, right? Whatever he did, I'm gonna do it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? He did, I'd do it. You know? Nah, you know what? We need to look at who our teachers are. So whatever school of thought you went to, whatever philosophy you live by, and whoever you're going to claim your teachings are from, live by your teachings. Don't change your teaching because the enemy or the opponent is doing a different style and you feel like you're all of a sudden your teachings are not valid. You know, what's in your heart, your mindset, and your living status is not even, it's not equal. No. It's you getting weak and dropping your foundation for what you believe in because you feel like you're losing. Because this is a win and lose world, right? We're in a win and lose world. I win. The only thing we win, people, is win ourselves. Right, look at that way. It's a competitive world. It's all about who's winning. I'm up. So if you adopt that win-lose mentality when somebody hurts you or touches your heart or touches your mental with it and a humanly act, you don't know how to let that shit go because you want to win. So you feel like your emotions in your heart are going to be remedied if you win this situation. And in order for you to win, something bad has to happen to the other person. You know, they need to go down. They need to either be put in the middle of the town circle on the pole, throw a couple rocks at them, strip them naked. They need to be on blast, on public. And then maybe I'll forgive that person, right? And that still might not be enough. But what does that say about you if you're that person? Your relentless, bitter heart. That's how people live, want to live out here. You know what? I say this because I ain't living like that. And I got to really say, man, I don't have that kind of beef in this world. I don't wake up feeling like I hate people, man. That's a strong feeling, man. A lot of relationships hate each other. And that's always some love and love and time and, you know, owing and... You know, half the time these relationships aren't even like on some death in life situation. It's about that emotion has you freaking hating that person. The person ain't shit. We get to that point that our emotions rapture up so much that you see some crazy shit come in relationships, man. A guy or a girl, they'll come out the woodwork on some insanity stuff and they'll call it love, right? No, it's freaking craziness. You're out of control. You're not able to accept situations, so you think doing some real psycho crazy shit is gonna put things back in proper perspective for you on your terms, and you'd be like, it's for love. That ain't love, because love don't get that ugly, man. You can't have love and ugly in the same plate, man. It's the psychology and the Owen mentality and the ego and a whole bunch of society's education on relationships and how shit should be. Oh, that's ugliness. But it's crazy, right? This pod isn't based of like, I want you guys to ask if you hang in those kind of circles where people have that kind of mindset where, like, you know, they just gossip on negativity, man. They just, you know, and these people are doing good. They ain't starving. They're not hungry. They're not on the street. They're doing good. They got families. They got houses and everything. And they're just still talking about people. Just negative shit, right? Like, why are we even talking? Why are we even having this conversation over this good-ass food? We having a good-ass dinner, right? Good dinner. You know what I'm saying? Good times. Why are we having ugly conversations over good dinners, right? Some people are starving out there, you know? They don't got time to talk about other people. They talking about how the hell we going to get the next meal. How are we going to get the next meal? I don't care what Bob's doing on Lincoln Ave over there. I don't care how much money he's got. You know, crazy, right? Conversations we have. The ugly conversations that we have in the good situations, right? Ugly conversations in a good situation. Your living situation is good. You got a job. Everybody's healthy in your family. But you're having some ugly-ass conversations at the dinner table. You got guests over, then you make it a host, a whole affair now. You got your best friends and friends and friends over the house. You know what I'm saying? 12, 15 deep at the spot. Might be a holiday occasion. You talking ugliness. You know, with you know, beautiful food on the table. Candles and shit. You know, decorations up to emphasize the holiday. But how are we having ugly conversations? How does it get to that? It's crazy, right? I just be sitting back looking and listening. I'm like, wow. I don't want to talk about people, man. In my case, when I was a kid, I actually had the individual that participated in this situation with me got up against me on the stand. This was like, yeah, he did it. We did it together, you know? I don't think about that dude right now. I done seen the individual multiple times over the years. You know, I don't care. I'm taking that to the heart, to the head. For what? What I'm going to hold him for? I don't care. Put myself in that situation. If I didn't get involved in that situation and participate with that individual, that situation, he could never do that to me. You see, I cut things down by the foundation. The root issue comes back to you. So we being ugly on the outside because we're not accepting our own involvement or participation in these situations that blow up in our faces. So everybody else is the bad guy. They're ugly as shit. Your hearts are spitting ugliness. In the name of what? In the name of what? So, y'all, yeah, at the end of the day, man, people can say whatever they want, man, but you know, Kane Way, I just be sitting there listening, man, and then I throw my corrective life motivation statements in the mix here and there. If it works, it doesn't work, but you ain't gonna let my positive power of words be projectile back on me and make me a target of the ugliness. Nah, that ain't gonna happen. We're not gonna turn this into a record check on Kane's Way when Kane is trying to help you, but you're so ugly and so bitter with your own life that you gotta make it come back around to me somehow. Now, I am the subject on the observation. I'm the subject of each correction. I am the victim of the ugliness now. How did this happen? It's crazy. How does this happen? Why? Denial, acceptance, not able to let go, man. It's a disease out there. Not letting go and accepting reality is a disease. It's enabled, it's played with, it's nurtured, and it's fed. I cut that shit off by the root. Is what it is. See, when I say it is what it is, I mean it is what it is. It is what it is, man. Life is what it is. Shit that happened yesterday ain't gonna change today. It's over. You don't gotta be cold-hearted. You don't gotta be unemotional, stoic, marine mindset to understand that life moves on and you need to let go and accept it. How you manage it and let it go and accept it, and how you intertwine these tragic or great situations inside your head to cultivate your mind to be stronger for the future is what makes or breaks you. So if you wanna be that droopy, depressive, manic, bipolar individual spitting ugliness out your heart every day at every occasion that you have the opportunity to do it, then She ain't gonna do it in my circle. Nah. My circle's gonna get smaller and smaller. My circle might just be me. Mess around with it. So people, check your ugliness. Check your ugliness radar, right? How many ugly conversations, how many ugly hearts and conversations do you participate in on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly? Check it. Think about it. Listen to the conversations. How's the conversations get off of, out of the circle that they're in? If it's just me and you, why is somebody else being talked about and they're not here? Unless it's something positive. Is you telling me about this person's life for an example that I could become better with? Because that sounds like you just bashing, hating, destroying, and being ugly. So why are we talking? What's going on with this? Do you feel great? Nah, not keen. I'm not participating in that type of stuff. I urge y'all, don't participate in that. It's called backbiting. You're biting on somebody else's back when they're not in a circle to talk, to defend themselves. Be strong, people. Be strong.